CSS transitions allow you to animate CSS properties from one value to another. They make UI elements react to our actions by sliding, fading, or changing colors. For example, here is a button that I am hovering over with my mouse. We change the button's background color from yellow to green in this style rule that contains the hover pseudo-selector. The color change is sudden. Let's improve this by using a CSS transition to animate the color change. The most common usage of this CSS transition property looks like this. The first value allows you to specify which CSS property or properties the transition should animate. If you are animating many properties, you can specify a value of all. If you are animating just a single property, specifying just the single property is a good idea for performance reasons. Here, we'll just specify the background color. The second value specifies how long the change will take to animate. Let's specify a value of 0.3 seconds. The third value specifies the easing function to use. An easing function allows you to alter how your animation runs with accelerations, decelerations, or bounces. We'll use a popular built-in one called Ease In Out. Now, when we hover over the square, the background color animates to its final value as opposed to suddenly jumping into it. Animating CSS property changes on mouse hover is just one of the many scenarios where transitions can play a major role in helping make your UIs more lively and fun. For more information and links to documentation, head here.